News. I'm Liz Pelka. Dutch police are searching for a Turkish-born man in connection with a shooting in Utrecht that is being investigated as a possible act of terrorism. The shooting on a tram has left multiple people hurt and one feared dead Monday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities in Holland have raised the terror alert for the area to the maximum level and say they're considering the possibility of a terrorist motive in the attack. Dutch military police are on extra alert at airports and at key buildings in the country as the manhunt takes place with gathering speed. Police, including heavily armed officers, flooded the area after the morning shooting on a tram and later erected a white tent over an area where a body appeared to be lying close by. A police spokesman says no one yet has been detained in the shooting, and one possible explanation is that the person, he says, fled by car. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dutch national terrorism chief has declined to comment on the number of victims from this shooting. New Zealand is moving quickly in response to Friday's mosque attacks that left 50 people dead. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more from Monday's news conference.
New Zealand is about to announce gun law reforms in the wake of the shocking attacks on two mosques last Friday in Christchurch that left 50 people dead. At a news conference in Wellington, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the cabinet has made principal decisions for gun law reforms. Ardern plans to publicly announce the reforms before next Monday. Ardern also said there will be an inquiry into intelligence and security services.
The purpose of this inquiry is to look at what all relevant agencies knew or could or should have known.
I'm Mike Rossiot.
Prime Minister Ardern said her cabinet made the gun reform decisions together and they are unified. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than 150 people were killed and hundreds more missing Sunday after Cyclone Idai swept through southeastern Africa. The cyclone made landfall Thursday near the coastal city of Beira, Mozambique, with winds of nearly 200 kilometers an hour. The storm then moved west into Malawi and Zimbabwe. Tens of thousands have been cut off from roads and telephones in mainly poor rural areas. The presidents of Mozambique and Zimbabwe cut short their overseas trips to deal with the aftermath of the cyclone. Flight data recorders of Boeing 737 MAX planes that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia show clear similarities. That's according to Ethiopia's transport minister Sunday. The minister said the so-called black boxes from Flight 302 that crashed last week were recovered in good condition, and almost all data was able to be extracted. 157 people were killed in that crash. Parisians, as well as visitors, have condemned the vandalism caused by the latest yellow vest riot in the French capital. VOA's Zlaritza Hoek has more.
The famous Champs-Élysées Avenue in Paris looked like a war zone after a March 16 rampage by yellow vests who broke store windows, looted, set fire to a bank, and created chaos in the City of Lights. Some 80 shops and businesses along the avenue were vandalized on Saturday, with about 20 looted or torched. A local committee with 180 members demanded more government action to prevent vandalism.
The 15,000 employees working on the Champs-Élysées are afraid, but the residents of the neighborhood are afraid, but the visitors are afraid and come less and less.
Those who came to Paris Sunday were puzzled by the scenes of destruction. Zlaritza Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Demonstrations by protesters who wear the yellow vests to symbolize the working class began in mid-November as a movement for economic justice, but they've lost support among ordinary citizens when they became destructive. Another demonstration in Paris this weekend is being called the March of the Century. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the French capital to demand action on climate change. Protesters at the march said taking a stand now is the only way to protect the planet. Saturday's demonstration came just weeks after a European teenager began protesting outside of lawmakers' offices.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Sweden. And every Friday I am school striking for the climate outside the Swedish Parliament, alongside hundreds of thousands of other children from all around the world.
Students around the world joined her in thousands of similar school strikes and walkouts on Friday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.